The Resistance Center for Peace and Justice is the successor organization to the American Friends Service Committee program in Western Massachusetts. There were some financial problems with the national organization of the AFSC, we were, after a number of rounds, one of the several offices across the country that was slated to close. However, there was enough, overwhelming support from the community to continue the work of the office, continue the mission, and to continue the legacy that Francis Crowe, an activist here in Northampton, started way back in 1968, that we have launched as a new and separate organization.
And your activities will be what?
Our activities are largely going to be the same and more. Our work is about peace and justice. We are focused on looking at the world through the prism of the culture of militarism in the United States and how we play a role in that and how we can push back against that, hence the term resistance censor. That's really the legacy of the program here in Western Massachusetts for the past 50 years, and we intend to keep it that way.
So very little change then from what you were under the umbrella of the American Friends Services Committee. How are you being financed now without the national organization behind you?
That is more of a struggle because we are now raising 100% of our funds as opposed to just raising a large percentage of it. I have to say that there are a number of people in the community who have stepped up to a degree that I didn't think was possible. And I'm really overwhelmed, and my board is overwhelmed by the support and the generosity of folks here in Western Massachusetts. But also, there are a lot of opportunities, not as many as I would hope, to fund the different things that are done that we're trying to do, particularly in an age in which it seems that politics has been revived, or at least being political and becoming political, or at least engaging in your civic duties, has become something that people are paying a lot more attention to nowadays.
So, what projects specifically are you currently planning that people should be on the lookout for?
Sure. So, one of the things that we have done for a very long time and will continue to do and have done increasingly in the last year are nonviolent direct action trainings, and this is where we teach people how to organize actions and how to, if they choose to, engage safely and as responsibly in civil disobedience as possible. That's one of the pieces of work that we do. In about a month, we're going to be releasing our third annual report about military recruitment in Western Massachusetts. So we have a survey that's gone out to all of the public high schools in the four counties of Western Massachusetts regarding how often and how much access military recruiters have to our kids in our schools. And so that report is forthcoming. Shortly after that, we will have another report about federal contract spending in Western Massachusetts. So how much does the federal government spend in Western Massachusetts via contracts, and what do they spend it on? I think that's going to generate a little bit of surprise for some folks when we come out with that report. In January, we will really have what we're calling the hard launch of the Resistance Center with our annual Martin Luther King Day celebration here in Northampton. And we've been doing it for close to 40 years now, and it's sort of a touchstone event here in Western Massachusetts. I can keep going, but finally, one of the things I'll say that we're up to is continuing to hire and train interns through our internship program to do social justice work, to become activists, to fulfill their civic responsibilities, and to get paid to do that.
How large a staff do you have? Are you it?
I am it. And I am the I was the sole staff member for the Western Mass program for AFSC, and AFSC in Western Mass has always really just had one staff member. We have grand plans in the Resistance Center to double our staff next year. There's certainly no shortage of work to be done, and we are budgeting another staff member to continue to do the work that we're doing on a broader scale and in greater depth.
Earlier this week, you had a program to kind of say goodbye to the American Friends Services Committee presence in Western Massachusetts and welcome in this new organization. Talk a little bit about that, who was there and who spoke.
Sure. We had nearly all of the former directors of the American Friends Service Committee in Western Mass in the room, and actually most of them spoke. And they spoke about their time with AFSC and the work that they did, and gave some advice about how to do so in the future. But they also talked about the necessity of the work and how these days it's now actually more critical than ever. We were emceed by Professor Vijay Prashad, who gave us a lot of advice about what to do in these times and the importance of looking at the United States as Martin Luther King said, the greatest purveyor of violence in the world. And that's an unfortunate reality that we have to grapple with, and in an age where it seems that nuclear war is closer than it has been in a very long time, that sort of work is necessary for all of us to take up and do. But it was also a joyous celebration with music from Khalif Neville and Peter Blood and Ben Groskop and the Raging Grannies, and there was lots of singing along, it was really, I've been describing it as sort of a family reunion of sorts, the family that has grown up and done work largely through Francis Crowe, but with others over the past 49 years.